Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we're going to speak with a writer who writes for the biggest website. He's the biggest writer at the biggest website, which makes him the biggest writer. And his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's kick this off. So, judicially, we're winning a lot of things when it comes to Second Amendment rights, and we're even winning if we're under indictment and haven't actually been found guilty of anything yet. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, what we have is that back in the 1930s, I think it was 38, the federal government decided that they could create classes of people who were not allowed to have firearms. And one of those, I mean, they said you couldn't have one if you were a felon, and if you were somebody who had been dishonorably discharged from the military, and there were if you were an illegal immigrant. And one of the things that they said was that if you were under federal indictment for a crime of violence that involved a firearm, and you had crossed state lines, you couldn't receive a firearm. And so that became the category that you couldn't receive a firearm if you were under indictment. So the problem with this is that over time, every time they did an iteration, or not every time, but as they did more and more iterations of federal gun laws, they kept expanding what this category meant. So instead of just being under indictment for a federal crime, it became under indictment for any crime that was punishable by a year's imprisonment or more. And it became any crime that was committed anywhere in the world. And you didn't have to cross state lines. And it didn't have to be a violent crime. So as it is today, if you have committed a crime anywhere in the world, and you then become a U.S. resident or a U.S. citizen, I mean, and the crime is punishable by a year in prison. So say you're in Venezuela, and it's illegal to criticize, Hugo Chavez. I'm making this up because I think that might be a crime there. Or it might be illegal for you to possess a firearm there, let's say, which I'm sure is correct. And you get prosecuted for it. And the prosecution says that you're convicted and you could spend up to a year in prison. And then you come to the U.S. fleeing the tyranny in Venezuela, And then you think, well, here I'm in the U.S. I can have firearms here. I'm in a free country. Well, if they find out you were prosecuted in Venezuela for what is a felony in Venezuela, you are forbidden from ever having guns in the United States. So this, even if you were indicted in Venezuela, so it shows how we get creep on these things. And they become overbroad and silly. So we had a case in Texas where somebody was indicted for a crime. I think it was burglary. And then he went to a federal firearms licensee and attempted to buy a .22 pistol. And they said, well, you know, we can't clear you right now. We have to wait, which sometimes happens. And so he waited a week, and they still hadn't disqualified him, so he picked up the pistol. Well, then they found out that he had been indicted for this crime, and so that it was illegal for him to pick up the pistol. So then they charged him with lying on a federal form and, you know, getting possession of this pistol when he wasn't supposed to have one under federal law. Well, what happened was is he said, no, this is illegal. This is not constitutional, especially under the new Bruin decision. And he appealed to the district court for the Western District of Texas. And the judge there, same as the Counts, Judge Counts, looked at the case and he read the Bruin decision and he said, you're right. And this was never a crime before 1938. And then it's been changed repeatedly over the years to make it more and more of a problem. There's no history to it to speak of around 1791 when the Second Amendment was ratified. And there's no history to speak of it around 1868 when the 14th Amendment was ratified. He said, so I've got to follow the Bruin decision. I've got to follow the law, the rule of law. And the charge is dismissed because there's no crime here because the law is unconstitutional. Now, he didn't really want to let Mr. I think it's pronounced Curaz go because it sounds like he probably is a burglar and probably is a bad guy. But he had not been convicted of a crime yet. And in our system, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. So I often wondered how this indictment could ever be considered constitutional because you're taking away a fundamental enumerated right in the Bill of Rights for what is essentially an accusation of a crime. That's what an indictment is. You're accused of committing a crime. So how can you do that when you're innocent until proven guilty? Well, the way that the progressive judges did it in before the Bruin decision is they said you don't have a right to keep and bear arms. That's not an individual right, so we're not taking anything away from you. That was under the old discredited collective rights theory. You don't have an individual right. Second Amendment only applies to some kind of weird collective right that nobody really thought much of until 1900s because the progressives came into power and they didn't want to admit that the Second Amendment applied to individuals. So, Judge Counts ruled that it was unconstitutional. And it makes you wonder what other parts of the 1968 gun law may be considered unconstitutional under Bruin. Now, the question is this going to be appealed to the Fifth Circuit? Texas is in the Fifth Circuit.
Hang on for me, if you will. Coming up on the first break. With well over 2,000 plus articles at amaland.com, this one is there as well. Check him out at amaland.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back
This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about how this guy under indictment could not be considered a prohibited person, and there's some other stuff to go with this, so please add that to it if you would, please, sir.
Yes, we were talking about whether or not the Biden administration will appeal this case to the Fifth Circuit. Because right now, it's at a district court, and district court decisions are not something that normally are cited by other courts. But if it goes to the appeals court, and they find against the Biden administration, then it becomes something that will be cited throughout the Fifth Circuit, and certainly will be cited nationally as well, but, even though the decision will only apply to the Fifth Circuit. But the Biden administration has not been, shall we say, heaped with praises as the most intelligent administration in history. So I think they will probably appeal. But the arguments they use to try to persuade the judge counts, they're not really very good arguments. Because the case is not a very good case. And what we have is, for example, they said, well, you know, in the Heller decision, it is mentioned that the Heller case should not be used to throw cast doubts on whether a felon in possession of a firearm would be illegal or not. And Judge Counts, he doesn't buy into it. And he says, well, what you're saying is that this indictment ban, or ban on people under indictment, is the same as the felon ban, but they're not. He says it's not a logical argument. He says it's a logical fallacy. He says sharing a history with felon possession laws makes the indictment ban constitutional, same way a dog is a cat because both have four legs. And, I mean, that he's right. It's not a logical argument. And then they try to say, well, you see, the ban on indictment is only to receive firearms. And the person, if he had a firearm, it wouldn't be illegal for them to have it or possess it. And so receiving it is fundamentally different than possessing it. So we can ban the reception of it as long as we don't ban the possession. And Judge Towns says, no, logically excluding receive makes little sense. To receive something means to take into one's possession. How can one possess or carry something without first receiving it? Receipt is the condition precedent to possession. The latter is impossible without the former. Taking the government's argument at face value would also lead to an absurd result. Indeed, if receiving a firearm were illegal, but possessing or carrying one remained a constitutional right, one would first need to break the law in order to exercise the right. So those are the arguments that they're trying to use from the Biden administration to preserve this ban on firearms for people under indictment. And I don't think it'll fly with the Fifth Circuit. They have not appealed the case yet, but they're the Biden administration, so I think they will appeal it. And I suspect they will lose on appeal. Now, something I'll mention is we just had a case out of Delaware about making your own gun. And in Delaware, the judge there came to exactly the opposite conclusion about receiving. She said, well, receiving is fundamentally different than possessing. So I believe that it is the The law is unconstitutional when it comes to possessing homemade guns or the parts to make homemade guns, but it's fundamentally different if you're trying to receive the parts to make homemade guns. So we already have a sort of split, although in the case in Texas about people under indictment, that's been decided. And the one in Delaware about possession of homemade firearms, that's just a temporary injunction. So it's not really a real significant split as of yet. But other people have commented about this indictment case and saying, well, look at the arguments that are being used there about people under indictment. They apply pretty closely to possession by people who are felons as well. They're a little different, but I could see that being partly that possession by felons, certainly as a federal law, was fairly new. No earlier than, say, 1938 at the earliest, and that's well before the historical periods Justice Thomas referred to in the Bruin case. So we can see that there is very likely some unraveling of this, of the prohibitions that were put into effect with the 1938 law, and in particular the Gun Control Act of 1968. And those cases are popping up. It's like I said, we have this one in Delaware, we have the one in Texas, and there are others. One that I'm watching and probably going to be writing about in the next couple of weeks is the Texas law that says the National Firearms Act prohibition on making your own suppressor is unconstitutional. And it follows much of the same sort of arguments that we see in this indictment case. So there'll be things happening on that. The Supreme Court, or excuse me, the actual trial in that that case won't be happening until next year, probably in November. So that's a good ways to go.
It's an interesting time judicially, but excuse me. It's also interesting some of the laws they're trying to pass in light of the judicial movement that we've seen, because judicially, seems like the Second Amendment is a absolute first class right now, and they keep wanting to do this stuff. But hey,
they said it right in the decision.
Yeah, hang on for me if you will. Hang on for me if you will. We're coming up on the next break. This article is at amoland.com. In addition to well over 2,000 plus more articles of this type or other types, it just is everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida's west coast is bracing for Hurricane Ian as the storm passes over western Cuba with 125-mile-per-hour winds. Felipe Pepin at the National Hurricane Center says the storm's path is taking it to a very storm surge-prone part of the state, but that's not the only problem.
There's going to also be significant wind impacts, and then the storm is also not moving very fast off to the north-northeast, and so there's also a significant heavy rainfall threat, not just along the coast, but also well inland over the Florida Peninsula.
The number of Americans who say they're satisfied with how things are going in the United States is up, Gallup putting that number at 21%. It sat at just 13% in June and July as inflation caused pain at the gas pump, grocery store, and other places. The Senate is working to avoid a partial government shutdown today. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten from, and most of his stuff you can find in Ammo Land, although he's actually in Yuma.
I was going to say, I think the writers for Ammo Land are all over the country.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe some of the country.
Everywhere. Is there some sort of, have they been saying, hey, you know, the gun sales in these states are collapsing, although we keep having record months. Are the gun sales in Illinois collapsing?
No, and it's really a little humorous in that a writer who writes for some pretty big outfits, his name is Samuel Stebbins, he writes for 24/7 Wall Street and most of the outlets he writes for, I would call left-leaning, like the New York Times, Huffington Post, MSN, and there are others. Let's see, I think the particular article appeared in a online publication called The Conversation, which is international. I know it had a fair following in Australia when I was there. And he's written a number of articles involving guns and crime and statistics, and he usually gets the numbers right. They're from sources like the FBI Uniform Crime Report. But if you don't understand how the numbers are generated, you know, it's easy to make an error. And that's what seems to have happened in an article that he wrote about Illinois, and which he stated, and I think it's about a month or a month and a half ago, an article that gun sales are collapsing in Illinois. And here's what the paragraph that caught my attention. It said, in Illinois, gun sales are falling even faster than they are nationwide. There were a total of 2,064,400 FBI firearm background checks in the state in the first half of 2022 compared to 6,050,704 in the first 6 months of 2021, a 65.9% reduction and the largest decline among the states. Now, you get the impression that nobody's buying guns in Illinois, and, you know, in the first 6 months of 2021, they were buying 6 million, and then only 2 million in the first 6 months of 2022. But the problem is that he's conflating gun sales with the background checks. Now, there was a time when there was a moderately consistent relationship between gun sales and background checks. But it's gotten further and further apart and less consistent over the years. And now, gun sales in most states are roughly in the neighborhood between one half of a gun and seven tenths of a gun for every background check, because the background checks are used in a whole lot of different ways. And I tried to contact Samuel so that I could at least email him or write him and say, hey, you know, you made this error, and here's why. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to find an email for him or a telephone number. But I can understand how you could make this error, because if you just look at the NICS firearms, I mean, at the NICS checks, just the checks, you see the numbers that he referred to, 6 million in the first 6 months of 2021 and 2 million in the first 6 months of 2022. But Illinois and Kentucky are both extreme outliers in the NICS checks, because they use the NICS checks prodigiously for purposes other than gun sales. They run NICS checks over and over and over, month to month to month, so that they will have hundreds of thousands of NICS checks in a month that have nothing to do with gun sales. For example, in 2019, there were almost 5 million NICS checks in Illinois, but they only sold less than 400,000 firearms. So you had about 0.08 firearms sold for every NICS check. And in 2020, in Illinois, there were almost eight and a half million, just a little less, NICS checks, and about a little over half a million, 534,000 firearms sold for 0.063 firearms sold for NICS checks. So you can see, if you use NICS checks as a direct measure of firearm sales, it doesn't work very well, especially in Illinois or in Kentucky. Now, the rest of the states don't have this prodigious use. I think that in those two states, they've set up an automated procedure where every month, sometimes I think every day, they run NICS checks on everybody who's got a concealed carry permit. And you can see how that would add up rapidly. But in Illinois, they were running NICS checks not only for concealed people with concealed carry permits, but also for people with firearm owner identification cards. Those cards, by the way, which you have to have one in Illinois, the law says, in order to buy a firearm, or even to possess a firearm, you have to have a firearms owner identification card. They are under scrutiny by the courts, and I suspect under this Bruin ruling, they will be found to be unconstitutional. But their recent development, I think, around 1968, and no state has ever required that you have an ID card in order to buy firearms before. And so there's no reason to think that they are constitutional. But that's an aside. So what happened is in January, in late 2021, Illinois passed a reform of its firearms owner identification card system. So they stopped, in effect, stopped running permit rechecks for Illinois. And those were large numbers. And so the number of NICS checks for permit and permit rechecks in the first 6 months of 2021 was 5.79 million. And for the first 6 months of 2022, it was 1.85 million. So that dropped because occurred because of a change in Illinois firearms law. It had nothing to do with gun sales. And if you look at those numbers, they explain 98% of the drop in NICS checks from the first 6 months of 2021 to the first 6 months of 2022 in Illinois. If you look at the actual gun sales, you know, they're in a few hundred thousand range, which you'd expect. And they dropped about 22%, which is about the middle of the road for states, for gun sales for that 6 months from 2021 to 2022. And it's not a huge amount. In 2022, we're still, selling guns at about the rate of the third highest year on record. So you can look at the gun sales and say, well, yeah, 2022, it dropped compared to 2021. And 2021 was lower than 2020. Well, yeah, except 2022 is still higher than all the other years before that.
Hang on for me. We'll finish this on the other side. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten. Dean, this past weekend I had some fun. I went out and I had the carry gun shoot off. It was between a Staccato C2 2011 and a SIG M18 with a bunch of really nice parts on it. Striker fired versus hammer fired. And to be honest with you, I did not have a clear... the hammer fired is a faster gun. It's a little more accurate for me because of that trigger. But I didn't really have, as far as the shooting and the hitting was concerned, and the grip angles and all these other things, I actually I came away from that going, it doesn't matter which one I carry. But I see some of these competitors that get out there, and they don't think hammer-fired is very good if your life depends on it. They would rather be with a striker-fired gun if your life depends on it. And I just wanted to know what you think of that.
Well, I think that handguns particularly are very much a personal preference. And if you have a hammer-fired gun that you shoot well and it works well for you, and it fits your hand really well, well, then that's a gun I think you ought to be carrying. And likewise, if you have a striker-fired gun. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to the two different types of designs. And a striker-fired one, very often you can get your grip a little closer to the bore axis. So that means that, you know, you recover from shots maybe a little faster. But I think these things are really small potatoes compared to whether you like the gun and whether it fits you well,
right,
and you feel comfortable with it. If you're talking competition, where a fraction of a thousandth of a second might make the difference between winning or losing, well, maybe that would come into play. But I know people who've depended on hammer fire designs like the 1911 for their life. They've trained extensively with it. They can shoot it exceptionally well. And they saved their lives with it on numerous occasions, and they kind of trust that design. And so a lot of people who are familiar with the 1911 are not real happy with the Glock. Now, I shot the Glock of the 1911 in competition, and I carried actually a clone of one mostly for a while. But I carry a Glock now simply because it's lighter and has more capacity, and while the trigger is not up to the standards of a competitive 1911 design, it's good enough and has advantages for self-defense. So I'm not dogmatic about either way, whether you should carry a Striker or a hammer-fired design. I think much more important is the overall design, the overall feel of the gun, whether it's reliable and you believe you can count on it. Does it fit your standards or your style of concealed carry? And I'm not a one-size-fits-all kind of guy. I've carried a hammer-fire design called a Freedom Arms mini revolver at times on a cord around the neck. Now, it's not exactly what I would say the most efficient, best design for self-defense, but it's better than nothing. And I have carried, you know, the 1911. I carried the Glock a lot. So there's so many variables here that are personal and depend on your body and your style and your capabilities. And so I think those override the question of hammer-fired versus striker-fired.
Well, one thing I discovered, now, I striker-fired, I completely get the whole weight thing, and the gun that I was carrying was a SIG M18, and in its original configuration, it's about the same weight as a Glock. The problem, and I find this to be the problem with a lot of carry guns, like I see a lot of guys that want to carry the SIG P365, which is a very little pistol.
Yeah, it's small.
But then they want to put a red dot on it. Then they want to put a compensator on it. Then they want to put a light on it. And then before long, you just have a pistol sort of square thingy that will shoot bullets. And to me, you completely lost the whole benefit of the P365 smaller platform.
Now, well, you have a good point.
Yeah. And now, for me, right, I like a red dot on a gun because my eyes are, without my glasses on, I'm not picking up the
phone. I know. I actually can say that I am carrying right now on my hip.
Yep.
It's a Glock. And it's got a red dot on it.
Which one?
Oh, gosh. It's an ancient red dot. I can't even remember. It's on that old Doctor type of platform.
Right.
And I wanted to leave a Glock somewhere. And so when I got back, I had to pick up a different one. And that one happened to be a first-generation Glock that I'd put a red dot on. And I said, well, you know, okay. This was sighted in the last time I used it. Now, I have to shoot it to verify that it's still on, but I don't think it's shifted much. So that's what I started carrying.
Right.
I like the red dot for exactly the reasons that you mentioned. And I like the little micro ones because my eyes, you know, I've gotten older. I'm older than you, and I have to wear glasses to be able to see the sights well.
Right.
And then I don't see the distance as well.
Right.
So you could go various reasons. But a red dot, all that goes away. You just put the dot on the target and squeeze the trigger. Now, the problem with the red dot is that the batteries eventually go bad on you, but there are ways around that. And if you check the firearm when you first step outside into bright sunlight, and one of the reasons I stopped carrying the Glock with the red dot on it was that I was teaching a class, and I had to shoot a demonstration target, and I had checked the red dot inside before I left, but it was bright and sunny, as it often is in Arizona,
right?
Outside during this class, and all of a sudden there was no red dot there because the sun completely washed it out. The battery had gone down enough that it was perfectly visible inside, but was not so visible outside. So if you check it rigorously, and the newer sites are just much better at it, the batteries last a very long time.
Right.
And so, but this old one that I've got, so now what I do is I check it to make sure that it's still visible in bright sunlight, and then I'll change the battery if I need to. But the dot sites just give you speed and accuracy. It's very hard to obtain with iron sights.
I don't think they add that much to the weight either. They don't weigh nearly as much. A flashlight seems to, but a red dot does not.
No, their neighborhood of an ounce and a half.
Yeah.
It's just not very much.
So I'm going to put those on my gun nowadays. I'm going to put a red dot on the gun. And then I'm trying to stay in the Glock 19 slide range. I prefer the grip that is a little bit longer, like the Glock 45 size geometry, full size grip, compact gun slide. I like that better. So if I can find that in a carry gun, I do. But with the SIG, now I have an aircraft grade aluminum lower on it. So there's not that much difference in the weight between the Staccato C2 hammer fired gun. And
right.
SIG M18. I was. You know what? We're going to run out of time. We'll have to pick this up on Friday. We'll have to talk about this some more because I'm very pleased that you're running red dots. Before you go, one, thank you for joining us. Two, you can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining us today.
It is always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. And it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.